Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, October 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple announced a new iPad mini on Tuesday powered by the A17 Pro chip with support for Apple Intelligence. Ahead of the first pre-orders arriving to customers next week, early benchmarks of the new iPad mini 7 have surfaced on Geekbench. The benchmarks confirm that the new iPad mini features 8 gigabytes of RAM, a notable upgrade from the previous generation iPad mini, which had 4 gigabytes of RAM. This shouldn't come as too big of a surprise. Again, the new iPad mini features support for Apple Intelligence, and Apple has previously indicated that 8 gigabytes of RAM is the baseline to support those features. Additionally, the iPad mini's new A17 Pro chip is the same chip that powered the iPhone 15 Pro, but with one key difference. The iPad mini's version of the chip features a 6-core CPU and a 5-core GPU, while the iPhone 15 Pro's version featured a 6-core CPU and a 6-core GPU. This suggests that the A17 Pro chip inside of the iPad mini is a binned version of the chip where one of the GPU cores is disabled or just non-functional. You can see the impact of this missing GPU core in the benchmark results, where the iPad mini 7 scores just slightly below the iPhone 15 Pro because of the missing GPU core. But in comparison to the iPad mini 6, which is powered by the A15 Bionic, the new iPad mini consistently offers around 25% better performance in both CPU and GPU. In other news today, yesterday marked the 10th anniversary of the launch of Apple Pay, and Apple's vice president of Apple Pay, Jennifer Bailey, penned an open letter recounting the past 10 years and the growth of the Apple Pay platform. As part of this announcement, Apple also shared a couple of new things coming soon to Apple Pay. Starting this week, when you check out with Apple Pay in-app or on a website, you'll see the option to finance your purchase using Klarna. Klarna lets you split your purchase into 4 interest-free payments, and its availability via Apple Pay comes after Apple Pay added support for Affirm financing earlier this year. Apple also continues to tease that other financing options are coming soon, including ones from Citibank and Synchrony. Apple has also announced that starting next year, you'll be able to view your PayPal balance right from within Apple Wallet. Apple says that this will give you greater visibility and confidence when shopping and checking out with PayPal. The full announcement from Apple Pay and the full celebration of the 10th anniversary recounts other recent changes and improvements to the service, such as support for third-party web browsers and computers, and you can read the full rundown at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5Mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out this week, we've talked a lot about the new Apple Intelligence features coming this month as part of iOS 18.1. But iOS 18.1 also includes a bunch of other non-AI features for iPhone users too. So as we approach the October 28th release date, we thought it'd be useful to run down some of those non-AI features. First, iOS 18.1 is making a big change to the iPhone's NFC chip. For the first time, Apple is opening the NFC chip to third-party apps to let developers implement contactless payments and other contactless features that exist completely separate from Apple Pay and Apple Wallet. According to Apple, developers will be able to tap into the iPhone's NFC chip for things like car keys, student IDs, rewards cards, corporate badges, and more. Apple says that the feature will debut in iOS 18.1, but it will require adoption from third-party apps developers, and it's unclear when the first apps with these capabilities will actually be released. Apple has also said that developers will need to enter into a commercial agreement with Apple and pay the associated fees to access the iPhone's NFC chip, and there aren't any details about that fee structure just yet. One of the flagship changes in iOS 18 is the all-new Control Center, and with iOS 18.1, Apple has made a couple changes to this experience based on user feedback. First, there are now dedicated toggles for all of the connectivity controls that were previously only available in the larger, all-in-one connectivity widget. iOS 18.1 also allows you to basically declare bankruptcy with Control Center and start from scratch with a new Reset Control Center option in the Settings app. iPhone mirroring now supports drag and drop for files between your iPhone and your Mac. So with iOS 18.1 and Sequoia 15.1, you can wirelessly move files back between your iPhone and your Mac in either direction. The camera control on iPhone 16 is adding a new option to access the selfie camera. There's also support for call recording and transcription. This feature was initially billed as being exclusive to the iPhone 15 and 16 as part of Apple Intelligence, but Apple has expanded support to the iPhone XS and newer. So while on a phone call, you can initiate call recording by tapping a new icon that appears in the upper left corner. Your iPhone will then inform the other party that the call is being recorded. Your iPhone will also generate a transcript of that call after the fact so you can review it. And finally, iOS 18.1 brings deeper integration between Apple Music and TikTok. So in the Music app, you'll see a new button that lets you easily share a song or album directly to your TikTok account, where you can post it as a photo or a video. Again, iOS 18.1 with all of these features and, of course, Apple Intelligence is expected to launch on October 28th. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, as it really does help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Sign up for 9to5 Mac Daily Plus with ad-free episodes every day at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.